You are listening to NTC Messina's podcast, where our desire as the family of God is to simply know God, love one another, and make disciples.
All right, well, this weekend has been a college graduation for so many, and we've been doing that in creative ways, and we have some incredible young men who have taken part in a gap year program that we do here, a Momentum gap year program. This is actually our fifth group of students that we've taken through a gap year program. We've also just finished up our third Momentum Nights program, which we'll be acknowledging in the next couple of weeks. But we want to welcome up the three who are here, Daniel Benham, Isaiah Ryder, and J.J. Sweet. Jason Sweet, come on up. Josh is going to join me up here in just a minute. Or you can come on up, buddy. He's waiting. I just have to say, I don't know why, but for some reason, when I'm talking on the microphone, I forget to breathe, and I like get stuck up here. I'm like, but it happens. I need some coaching. Chris Lincoln, can you give me some voice coaching? But we want to acknowledge these guys. They're kind of in the dark right now. They're gonna step into the light. I don't know if we can increase the lights on them or not, but we want to acknowledge the fact that they have given a year of their lives to following Jesus. Josh is going to speak about that in just a minute. But they really, I just want to acknowledge the fact that you guys stuck with it even through this craziness that, I don't know when it was, 2 months ago when we're like, oh, what are we going to do? How are we going to keep Momentum going? They met on Zoom every day that we had class for 4 days a week and continued to do things. And I just want to acknowledge that they stuck with it, that they completed this gap year program in a very unconventional way. You guys missed out on a trip to New York City. We'll figure something out. We'll do something fun again. But they missed out on some things, just like we've all missed out on some stuff. But we're going to acknowledge them this morning. So Josh, why don't you share with us about Momentum?
Amen. Today is, in fact, a day of honoring. It's a day of celebration. I am extremely proud of and extremely excited to just honor you guys. The sacrifice, the commitment, the dedication, the just dying to self over and over again, dealing with me daily, you know, worse, dealing with Justin daily. How horrible. But for those of you who don't know what Momentum is, I just want to give a kind of a quick intro to what it is. So Momentum is a gap year program that we do here at the church. It's 9 months long. We start in September and we end about midway through May. It's something that we've been doing, like Justin said, it's our fifth group that we've taken through. I did it in its inception year, years ago. Gosh, when was that? 2014 maybe. And it's just been a program that we've been doing every year. It's based around three basic things. And the three things that we're all about here at church, and that is knowing God, loving one another, and making disciples. How do we do that? How do we know God? How do we truly love one another? How do we really make disciples? What does that look like? How do we do that? And it's a real sacrifice, is it not? I mean, there's a lot of, you know, fun things or trips that you guys wanted to do or that you guys hope to do that, you know, I'd be like, you know, no, sorry, you have class and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you guys stuck it out. It's a dedication. It's a sacrifice, but you guys did it. It's a surrender daily to God, and you guys did it daily. So I just want to thank you guys. You guys are incredible. I love you guys. We're going to honor you in a sec. But Momentum, I can certainly say it changed my life. A little bit later on, I'm going to share what Momentum has done for me personally. But yeah, if you have any questions about Momentum, it's our gap year program, or even a Momentum Nights, please call the church. Email us, you know, message us on Facebook, right there where you are. We would love to talk to you about it. We'd love to answer any questions. It's an incredible program. It's hard. It's sacrifice. But I believe that it'll change your life. I've seen it change people's lives. I know it changed mine. And it's worth it. You know, there's something incredible when we give God a sacrifice. And we say, God, here's my life. Here's a year of my life. I mean, all these guys just said, hey, God, a year of my life, it's yours. I'm not going to do anything else until I get, you know, close with you. You know, I can truly know you, and I can truly learn how to love other people like you've called me to do, and I can truly learn how do I make disciples like you've called for me to do. And so if you're interested, please message us. We'd love to talk to you about it. We're super, super passionate about Momentum. We love it. But yeah, I want to now switch to these guys. Pastor Greg, I want to invite you up. You guys are beautiful. We're going to do our best to maintain social distancing. But we have all used hand sanitizer, so don't judge me when I hand it to them. It's sanitized. It's fine. We're safe. You better have sanitized your hands, JJ. Okay, just making sure. All right, well, I want to start by, again, just saying how much I want to honor you guys. You guys are incredible. Something that was really on my heart during worship was this thought, this idea of legacy, even as we were singing that final song. And there's a legacy, I think, that you guys have created in your family and in people that you haven't even met yet, that you guys are going to change generations and legacies because of the decisions that you've made, not even just this year, but our, you know, the whole idea of momentum, right? Going forward with increasing strength in a single direction, like that momentum you guys have from this point on is going to continue to build, and I believe you're going to change generations. I just speak that over you guys right now. You guys are going to change generations in your own family, in your own family lines, because of the decisions you've made, but also in the way that you're going to love other people and make disciples, that generations are going to be changed. You're going to meet people who are on the rocks, just don't know where to turn, and you're going to instill the love of Christ into them, and generations are going to be changed because of it. People are going to live in joy in life because of you saying yes to what God is asking you to do. So I just want to thank you. That's no small thing. That's no small thing to just skip over quickly. That's something to celebrate and to honor, and today's about honoring you guys and what you've done. All right, so we're going to read Jason Sweet, You Are First. Please step up and be honored. So Jason, I'm going to read this charge over you, and Pastor Greg and I, we're going to pray over you. And I just want to say, firstly, again, I'm going to say it a million times, but man, I'm so proud of you, and I just thank you for everything that you did this year. You know, JJ, you're a couple days ago when Gary was praying over you, that thought of that, your identity, right? He kept saying that thought of identity, that your identity has been changed, your identity has been solidified. I've seen so much growth in you this year. It's been incredible to watch. I've seen, you know, dreams come up. I've seen you wrestle with God on things. I've seen you make a lot of hard decisions that, you know, you come to me and you'd be like, I don't know what to do, you know, this or that, or I want to do this, but I don't know if God's telling me to. And he honors that in everything. You're like, God, I want your will. I want your will. And there's been a couple decisions where you've decided, no, even though I want that, I know God is actually calling me to this, or maybe it's not right now. So you've been obedient in everything, and God honors that. So I want to honor you today and just thank you for being obedient to him, because that's all he needs. All he needs is an obedient heart. All he needs is someone to say, God, yes, I will do it. That's all he needs, and that qualifies you. So thank you. I love you. Typically, I'd hug you, but. So Jason, I'm gonna read this charge over you. We like to give all of our students we call it a charge, and pretty much it's just charging them to uphold the things that they learned this year, charging them to do what God has called them to do, charging them to keep the things that God has put in their hearts. So, Jason Sweet, this chapter in your journey has been written. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ fill you and lead you into each new chapter as you remember these scriptures. I'm going to read them once through, and then you guys can read them later. But let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. I know that you'll do that. Don't you? And then 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 26 says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets a prize? So run to win. I know that you don't have a problem doing that. You're extremely competitive. It's scary. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with a purpose in every step. And then 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. So therefore, we charge you to run your race with boldness, endurance, and love, remembering the gifts and teachings that have been imparted to you. Carry the purposes and callings of Christ with you into whatever context of life God has placed you. Do not forget the words spoken over you in your life when the prophets laid hands on you or Zoom called over you, in this case. And be sure to carefully guard the precious truth that has been entrusted to you, which is a calling of God for your life. I love you, buddy. Typically, again, this is weird. I would hug you, but I can't. And then here's your baton to continue to run your race. All right, so I think, so if we pose for a picture real quick. Yeah, get the baton in there, absolutely. Awesome. Then I have Pastor Greg prays over you real quick.
Yeah, so JJ, it's clear that you're the valedictorian in the way that you're dressed, and that you're also Jason Sweet's son. Are you a junior? Oh my gosh, why don't we call him Junior? Sorry, that's mean. But anyway, I just want to pray over you, JJ. You're an incredible guy. I want to say this to all of you guys today. And when we started this 6 years ago, the whole thing was about willingness and being willing to answer a call from Jesus. It's his qualification across the board. When he called his disciples, when he called those that changed the world, the ones that really propelled Christianity into what it was because they just said yes. They didn't have to have any other qualifications. They didn't have to have anything else under their belt. They just needed to respond when Jesus said, hey, will you follow me? And you guys responded this year in many, many ways. And I'm proud of all of you guys and the time that we did get to spend together. So let me just pray for you, JJJ. God, we just ask right now for your blessing over his life. We ask that you just empower JJ, God, with your Holy Spirit, first in boldness, God, and then to do the work that you've prepared for him, God, that your scripture says you've prepared good works for us long ago, that he has purpose and grace in Christ Jesus. So God, we ask right now that that purpose would be released in his life, that these next stages of his life, even as he's planning to go to college and even the workplace he's in right now, God, and even the places he steps his feet today, God, that there would be purpose in every movement, in every choice, in every decision. So God, we bless him and honor him in Jesus' name. Amen. Way to go, JJ.
Typically, there'd be wild applause and we would hug and there may be some tears, but we can't do it today. But thank you, JJ. We love you. Danny Benham. Daniel, I love when you tuck your shirt in and you wear a belt. You just look so official. I should have done that. Come on, Jenna, you should have dressed me better. Daniel, I am extremely proud of you as well. I know that there's been a lot that you have had to push through and deal with this year. I know even just with your health and everything that it was a real struggle at times. There's a lot of moments where I think you probably were just like, man, I just want to give up, and I just want to be done, and I just want to, But I just want to honor the choice that you made as well. Just say, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to show up. I'm going to be here. I'm going to push myself. And I remember challenging you one day and being like, hey, you know, like, do not let this thing get you. You keep pushing forward. You keep pushing forward. And you took on, there was a shift and a change in you, and you know, again, Friday when Gary was praying over you, he caught a glimpse of that. You know, the warrior mentality that you have, that you're not a victim, that you are a warrior. And I'm just so thrilled to see that instilled in your heart, that there's this, like, will not quit. I will keep running my race. Even if my feet are bleeding, I'm going to finish this race. And I'm telling you, the kingdom needs more people who say, hey, I'm going to push through this trail. You know, I'm going to pioneer. I'm going to push through. I'm going to keep going. You know, because, you know, we push forward for that glorious day, right? No matter what, you know, adversity or challenges have come your way, that you've made the decision to push through it. I just want to honor that. I so honor that. I'm so proud of you for that. I love you like crazy. I've loved seeing that shift in you of like, no, I'm not a victim of anything. I'm a conqueror through Christ. So dude, I love you. I am so proud of you. I can't wait to see what happens next in your life. I can't wait to see just everything that you're going to do for God. I love your heart for people, how pure your heart is for people. I love the not afraid to call people out on stuff, too, that sometimes I need to get called out on. But hey, you are incredible. I love you, and I'm super proud of you. So I'm just going to read this over you. So Daniel Benham, this chapter in your journey has been written. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ fill you and lead you into each new chapter as you remember these scriptures. I'll let you read them later. So therefore, we charge you to run your race with boldness and endurance and love, remembering the gifts and teachings that have been imparted to you. Carry the purposes and callings of Christ with you into whatever context of life God has placed you. Do not forget the words spoken over you when the prophets laid their hands on you, and be sure to carefully guard the precious truth that has been entrusted to you, which is the calling of God on your life. the calling of God's on your life. And I know that you know what that calling is, so there you go. And then here is your run the race. All right, and then. Good. I love you, man.
Wait, don't go anywhere.
Yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. The best part's yet to
don't,
come.
Don't leave. I'm going to physically attack you. Don't worry. I may owe him a very large bag of Cheez-Its after physically tearing them from his hands and stomping on them. Long story short, Danny is an incredible, incredible young man. And seriously, God has incredible things for you. I think you know that. I think God wants to put large things on your shoulders. And he's made you, you know, I always believe that in all the hard things in life, it's just making us tougher for the things that God has in the future. And so, Danny, I'm so proud of you. You're an incredible young guy. I'm just going to pray for you, bless you. Father, we just thank you for Danny. God, we thank you for his willingness that led him to these moments. God, we thank you even for his open heart to just let you do everything that you've done in him this year, God, in every way that you've spoken into his life, in every way that you've shaped him, God. I know that you've shaped him in just new ways this year, and we just thank you that his future is big. It's bold, God. We thank you that he's going to carry large things that you have for him, Father. We thank you that you have incredible plans for him. And God, I even ask that this next step in his journey, that he would find real clarity in hearing from you, God, that he would actually begin to hear your words spoken into his heart, into his soul about his future, God, that he would be able to make those steps accordingly, and God, that he would know that you're the one planning it, not just him making up ideas or decisions, but literally just hearing from you in his life and following them. So God, we bless Danny this morning, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed, buddy.
Amen. We love you, Danny. All right. Isaiah Ryder, troublemaker of the group. Isaiah, you are incredible. You've amazed me over and over this year. You've annoyed me with your in-depth questions that I'm like, man, I don't know, dude. but I love, one thing I love learning this year about you is your mind, your inquisitive mind, how you ask questions, how you so, there's something in you that so desires the truth, so desires to know the will of God, that so desires to say, God, what would you have me do, and I will do it. And again, that's all God needs is a heart that says, I am willing, God, and I'm willing to do whatever you want. And I truly think you would do whatever God asked you to do, even if it was nuts. I've heard you throw some ideas around this year of like stuff you're thinking about doing next year, and I'm just like, wow, that's a little out there, but like, yeah, sure, like do it. Like, I believe that you would do anything that God asked you to do, and that's an incredible place to be, that when God asks you to do something crazy, I mean, we read that book, Radical, right? Like, you know, living for God radically. What does it look like? Will we be a radical example of what Christ's love is to this world? Will it be a radical example of what when someone is sold out for Jesus, what that can look like? And I think you so embody that. You just so desire to say, God, whatever it is, I'll do it. And I just want to honor that heart. I know that God honors that heart. I love, like I said, like your search for truth is beautiful. Being able to search for truth in today, I think, is especially important to just be able to say, God, I want the truth. I want your truth, God. Not what this person says, not what that person says, but what does God say? And your foundation, I just think, is so firm because it's based on such an intimate relationship with him. So I just want to honor you. I'm so excited to see, you know, what you do in the coming time, in the coming years. I'm just, me and Isaiah, we say we're fake cousins. We're not real cousins, but we're kind of cousins because our dads are like brothers. So my fake cousin, I love you. I'm extremely proud of you. I'm privileged to have been able to spend this year from you and to learn from you. I feel like I learned a lot from you. There'd be moments where Isaiah would say, yeah, I really liked, and, you know, we're reading through the Bible. He'd say, you know, chapter, you know, 4, you know, verse, you know, 18, whatever says, blah, blah, blah. And I just really thought that was cool how, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, oh my, I never made that connection before, but you made that connection. So there's a gift in you to be able to understand God's word. God, I think God's given you a gift of revelation to be able to hear his will, to be able to read his word and understand what it means. So I'm just super proud of you. I can't wait again to see what God does in you. I love you. And I'll charge you now. So, Isaiah writer, this chapter in your journey has been written. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ fill you and lead you into each new chapter as you remember these scriptures. And they're all written below. I'll let you read them later. So therefore, we charge you to run your race with boldness, endurance, and love, remembering the gifts and teachings that have been imparted in you. Carry the purposes and the callings of Christ with you into whatever context of life God has placed you. Do not forget the words spoken over you, over your life when the prophets laid their hands on you, and be sure to carefully guard the precious truth that has been entrusted to you, which is a calling of God over your life. Everybody, I love you.
The best part. Isaiah, I just want to give you one word that I think is extremely important. Stability. It's not that I'm saying you don't have it. I'm actually saying you do have it. And there's something extremely important about stability in a world that wants to constantly throw people back and forth. And even amidst an ever-changing world that we're living in right now, you're a stable guy. And don't underestimate how important that is. Sometimes it just looks kind of like, oh, wow, what a gift. No one would even talk about the gift of stability in someone's life. But you have that. You're steady, and there's something extremely important about that. And because of that, the word that kind of comes because of someone being stable is trust. There's going to be a lot of trust put in your life from people around you, from wherever you decide your career to be or the places you're going to invest your life. People are going to trust you because you're stable. So I just want to pray for you. God, we just thank you for Isaiah, God. We thank you for his heritage. We thank you for his legacy and his parents and their parents, God, and just their choices to follow you that have even led Isaiah to this moment and his choices that have brought him to this place, God. And we just thank you that he has a gift of stability and that you're gonna put trust in his life, God, that people are going to look to him to trust him with situations, with life circumstances, God. They're going to look to him even to be ministered in peace, God, that he's going to kind of dispense peace into people's lives. So, God, we thank you for all that he's done this year. We thank you for all you've done in him this year. And we just ask right now that you would just number his steps, God, that you would lay out a plan ahead of him, that he would see you moving and he would follow it. And so, God, we thank you for Isaiah, God. We thank you for the man that he is. And we bless him in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed, buddy.
Amen. The word for... If I had to give a word to each one of these guys that kind of sum them up, Isaiah's was, Greg just hit on it. What was the word? Old Faithful, I think is what we call them. Isaiah is the real, what Danny, I think you were prophesying over this over him, and you said, you're the real that you reach to when you really need to catch a fish, or you're the truck that won't stop going. So faithful would be Isaiah. JJ, I think, would be lover. You love people. Like, just insanely. Like, you care about people so much. That has amazed me this year, how much you care about people. And Danny, I think over you, you'd be warrior. Someone who just says, I'm not going to give up. I will fight, I will fight, I will fight. I will fight for my king. I will fight for his people. Our last student who couldn't be here today, Ryan, he just started a job at Home Depot, and they wouldn't let him out. Ryan, the word... over Ryan was boldness, was a big common theme over Ryan this year. Gary Hayes, a very good friend of ours, he prophesied over these four young men, and the word that he had for Ryan was boldness. The Ryan that you don't mind looking stupid for God. You don't mind taking a stand for him. So Ryan, the word over you is definitely boldness. But Ryan, I love you. I'm very proud of you. I know it's been really touching to my heart to see your relationship with Jesus develop this year. That has probably been the thing that's blown me away the most this year, is seeing a relationship with God go from, almost kind of this, Lord in the sky who I know loves me, but like, to then all of a sudden, like, you knew it, like, you felt it, you knew his love for you. And it was beautiful to see that, Ryan, for me to watch you step into a relationship with Christ that was so deep, that was so intimate, that was so personal, so beautiful. even hear the way that the God started to shape your identity, the way that he broke lives that the enemy had set off of you. It was incredible to see that. I'm so glad to see God moving in your life. It's been beautiful to see. It's touched my heart. And another word over Ryan was worship. Ryan loves to worship. Ryan, you come in here in Momentum in the mornings, and you know typically you walk in and because you just crawled out of bed 30 seconds ago, and then you come in here, but 5 minutes into it, you're worshiping God with all you have. I want to honor you, Ryan. I want to thank you for the commitment for this year, and just love you, buddy, and excited to see what God does next in you. But I just want to read this charge over you, Ryan. Even though you're not here, I'll get this to you later. So Ryan Jaggers, this chapter in your journey has been written. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ fill you and lead you into each new chapter as you remember these scriptures. And I'll read them over you later. So therefore, we charge you to run your race with boldness and endurance and love, remembering the gifts and teachings that have been imparted to you. Carry the purposes and callings of Christ with you into whatever context of life God has placed you. Do not forget the words that were spoken over you or over your life when the prophets laid hands on you, and be sure to carefully guard the precious truth that has been entrusted to you, which is a calling of God over your life. So, Ryan, I love you. I'll give you this next time I see you. But again, I just want to honor you guys. You guys are all incredible. It truly has been an honor to spend this year with you. It's been incredible to see. You guys were my first group when I first became youth pastor here. You guys were all little freshmen. And to see you guys now where you are, it's incredible. It's also weird, and it makes me feel old. But it's incredible to see the young men that stand before me. And I just have such a trust in you guys that you'll do all the things that we talked about this year. You'll do the things that God put in your heart this year. So thank you. I honor you guys. And this is just the beginning. This is not the end of anything. This is, Momentum. It's going to carry on the rest of your life. All right, but I love you guys, and proud of you. But you guys can step off. So we don't have a ton of time today. We want to be respectful of your time, but real quickly, we wanted to kind of talk about. I wanted to share from Romans 12, and JJ coincidentally is just walking off the stage and is also the projection guy. So I'll give him a second to get back there. But Romans 12, oh, you guys already got it. Roby, you stepped in. You're so good. But Romans 12, I want to read verse 2 first. And it says, "Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. Then you will know God's will for you, which is good, and it is pleasing, and it is perfect." And that's really our desire in Momentum. If there's a verse that really summed up Momentum well, I would say it's Romans 12, 1 and 2. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that we think. Then we will know God's will for our life, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. I mean, that's our desire as Christ followers, is to know, God, what is your will for us? And trusting that, God, I know that your will for me is good, and it's pleasing, and it's perfect. And we want to follow God's plans. We want so deeply to follow what he has called us to do, to say, God, not my will, but your will. And transformation is hard. When we see that part, like letting God transform us, that transformation is hard, isn't it? You think of anything that transforms. Transform is not like an alteration. Transform is a completely revamping of something. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Transformers, the little, robots that are cars, and then they turn into this huge robot all of a sudden. I used to watch the cartoon growing up all the time, or a caterpillar to a butterfly. A transformation, it's not a slight change, but it's a complete change. So transformation is hard. I just want to share real quick a little bit of my story, what God did, some of the transformation that God has done in my life. When I did this program 6 years ago now, I had a plan for my life. I knew what I was going to do. I was accepted to the school that I was going to go to. I was accepted into the program I wanted to go to. Looking back, I think, oh my gosh, I was such an idiot because I just made my own plans and honestly never really even consulted never even asked God what he thought the plan for my life should be. And I remember about halfway through the year, Pastor Justin, you know, just saying over me, you know, Josh, I feel like your year after this, your life after this is going to be a lot different than you thought it was going into this program. And I just want to challenge you to ask God what that is, what that difference is going to be. And in the moment, I was a little annoyed. Because when someone says, hey, you know, have you ever made a plan and then, you know, you work hard on it and you have your plan and there it is and someone says, hey, you should get rid of that. We're not going to go with that plan. You're like, but it's a good plan. I worked on that plan. And as humans, we love to plan, don't we? We love to come up with a plan. But God really challenged me in that moment when Pastor Justin was speaking that over me. And I realized that I never even asked God what he thought. I never even asked God what his will for my life. In Romans 12, two, it says, then you will know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. God's perfect will for us. And the funny thing is that God, he created us. He knows us better than we know ourselves, doesn't he? I'm so thankful that God got a hold of me and God transformed my way of thinking. And he transformed my life. I'm doing something now completely different than I ever thought that I would do. I was going to be, I really wanted to be a state trooper. I was like, yo, I want to catch bad guys, and I want to carry a gun, and I want to make decent money, and I want to have good retirement. And I just went on with these, you know, not bad things. I, you know, sometimes I'm like, yo, I still want to chase bad guys and carry a gun. That would be incredible. So I'm trying to get my pistol permit. but you can't really chase bad guys in the church unless they're youths. And I can do that sometimes at Cross Current, But so I never really asked him what he wanted. And, you know, God knows us better than we know ourselves. And so if we trust that God's plan for us is good and pleasing and perfect, we won't be disappointed. If we surrender our lives to him, our will to him, and just say, God, I want to give you my plans. And Momentum, that's really one of our main focuses is, you know, what does God have for you? We do a lot of figuring out, you know, what are the gifts that God has given you? And you know, I even want to honor real quick my parents. I feel like my parents always growing up, Chris and Patty White, I love you, Mom and Dad. They always put God first. They would do things that maybe never made, like make a decision even financially that didn't make sense, or give an amount that didn't make sense, or decide to keep investing in a relationship with a person who they know needed it, but other people are saying, you know, give up, let it go. And so I feel like we spoke on legacy a little bit earlier, that I get to live in that legacy of them saying yes to what God has called them to do. And I can't imagine where my life would be if I didn't have the parents I had had. I get to live in their legacy of saying yes, and now that their legacy has enabled me to live out a legacy of saying yes. And so I want to even just quickly hit on this idea of legacy, of generations. That if you would be willing to lay down your ideas, your plans, and say, God, what do you want? And if you know, the kingdom of heaven is backwards, is it not? You know, there's a lot of times doing what Jesus called us to do is backwards. You know, Jesus says, you know, to save your life, lay it down. He says, to gain, you have to give. You know, he said this one line. He says that this one I still struggle with. If Jesus help me. If someone asks for your coat, give them your shirt as well. You know, he says in order to be first, you have to be last. So much of what Jesus teaches us is backward of how we would normally think. So Momentum, both Gap Year and in our Momentum Nights, it's about changing our mindset. It's about figuring out, okay, God, not, you know, what we want, but what you want. It's about knowing your will. It's about knowing you. And to know him is to know how to love people. Our relationship with our ability to do everything he's called us to do, I believe that it can only come from knowing him. And so our first priority is knowing God. And when we know God, we can better love one another. And when we better love one another, we can better make disciples. So it all starts with knowing God. It all starts with surrendering. And I don't, there's more I would love to say, but I want to honor your time. We went a little late here. And I'm going to wrap up here in a sec, but I just have a few questions that I want to just kind of ask you guys that I want to read Romans 12:1. Roby, could you put up Romans 12:1 for me? Romans 12:1, it says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all that he has done for you. Let them be a living and a holy sacrifice, the kind that he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him." And I love that line at the end, "For this is truly the way to worship him." Surrendering to God and saying, "God, your will, not mine." That is the truest way to worship him. Our choices, our life lived out as an offering for him. So will we be obedient to the calling of God? Will we let him transform the way that we think? A big part of this year was me and these four young men sitting down in class and watching God transform the way that we think about something. Watching God transform the way that we might naturally think about something. And if we will let God transform the way that we think and the way that he thinks, I promise you, you'll be so much better equipped to do the things that he's called us to do. When we say, "God, not my way, but your way." When we say, "God, I will surrender everything and follow you with everything." So I just want to encourage you today that all God needs is a yes. That all God needs is your response. You don't have to have been able to, go to a Bible college for years. You don't have to have been a Christian for 30 years. You don't have to know the whole Bible down packed, every verse. All that's good. But he just needs you to say, "Yes, God, use me." And he'll change legacies through you, both your own and others. There's power in a yes. There's power in a response to God. So I just want to encourage you and maybe challenge you a little bit, though, to ask God, "God, in what way am I pursuing my way, but I'm not pursuing yours? God, in what way can I make a decision that maybe doesn't make sense, but that you would have me do? God, in what way can I surrender my life to you more?" And you know, in Momentum, they're both things that I'm extremely passionate about. Momentum, I love Momentum. When I started starting to teach a little bit Momentum a couple years ago, I felt so in over my head. So like, man, I'm still learning this stuff. How can I teach this? But God just said to me, just one step at a time, one step at a time, just say yes, I'll equip you, I'll enable you. And I'll give you the words to say. That's his promise, is his Holy Spirit will give us the words to say even when we don't know what to say. So I just want to pray over you guys. And please, if you are interested in any way in Momentum, either our gap year, our Ignites program, please reach out to us. Give us a call. Email us. Reach out on our Facebook page. We'll see them. We'll get back to you. We would love to talk to you about it. It's two things that, Momentum Nights and Momentum Gap Year. I know Momentum Nights takes up, a lot of Justin's time, but he's passionate about it, and he knows it's 100% worth it. And the Gap Year takes up about, I'll say half of my time, but I say, it's so worth it. It's so worth it to be able to pour into people. And so if you would like to give up your time to see what God wants to say to you, God honors a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice, I'm not going to lie to you. To give up a year of your life, or to give up two nights a week of your life, that's a sacrifice. It's hard, right? It's not easy. But Jesus never really promises that it'll be easy. And I think that he can do something powerful with a sacrifice. So if you're interested, please reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you about it. Even though, we're not 100% sure what these virus, restrictions and limitations may be in September, we 100% are planning on having our Gap Year program. We 100% are planning on having our Momentum Nights program. We found, a pretty good system that worked via online and using Zoom, and it was, I don't feel like I was robbed of time with these young men in the Gap Year. It was incredible. To be able to connect with them every single day. Technology is a crazy cool gift that we have today. But I just want to pray over you guys and just bless you and just challenge you. Hey, Why don't you ask God, God, what is your will for my life? What can I surrender? What would you have me do? If you ask those questions, he'll answer. And his answer will be incredible, and it'll change lives. But dear Lord Jesus, we just thank you for today. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God, to say yes to you. Lord God, I thank you that you are always working. Father, you're not dead, you're not dormant, you're not distant, God, but you're closer than our next breath. Father, I thank you that your heart desires for all men to come and know you. Lord God, I thank you that you even want to partner with us, Lord God, in your purposes. God, I thank you that we can be a part of your plan, of your purpose, Lord God, that you have given each and every single one of us, Lord God, a mission, a purpose. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your will is good, that it is powerful, that it is perfect. Lord God, we want to know your will for our lives. So in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. So again, if you're interested, please give us a call, email us, Facebook us. We'd love to talk about it. But have an incredible day. Go with God and ask him, God, what would you have me do today?
Thank you for listening to NTC Messina's podcast. We hope you join us next week and have a blessed day.